rabbi, Jewish rabbi, by at that time named Shaul. Now, Rabbi Shaul, we call him Paul, but let me call him by his Jewish name for just a couple minutes. Rabbi Shaul had studied with a great rabbi. In fact, if you look in Jewish history, Gamaliel, Paul's teacher, has to be one of the two or three top reputation rabbis who ever taught. He studied at the best. He was at Oxford, in a sense. You couldn't get any higher than to study with Gamaliel. But I argue, as other Jews have, that Paul wasn't a very good student. He was a good student, I'm sure, in his ability to learn and know Scripture. But if you remember, Paul is studying with Gamaliel because he wants to be like Gamaliel. And Gamaliel is the one that taught, listen, we arrested these Christians, he said to his fellow Jews, but if they're coming from God, we can't stop it. And if they're not from God, it'll stop itself. So don't persecute them. Let them go. Turn them loose. That's Paul's teacher talking. And Paul, of course, went another way. He took money from the Sadducees, no less, not the Pharisee group, not the rabbis. He took money from the Sadducees, and he contradicted exactly what his rabbi had told him. But somewhere very near this, Jesus appeared in great power, and Paul got a new rabbi. Shaul got a new rabbi. His name was Jesus. How he studied with Jesus, we don't know. He went off into the desert of Arabia for a time. Maybe Jesus appeared to him there. Maybe Barnabas was Shaul's rabbi. If you look in the book of Acts, early on, it says Barnabas and Paul. Later, it says Paul and Barnabas. In the Jewish way of thinking, the first name is usually the one that's at a higher level. So maybe Barnabas was his rabbi who was teaching him how to be like Jesus. But I'd like to show you something that suggests that Paul, like us, took a while to learn how to be like Jesus. Now, I don't want to diminish anything he did. I don't want to diminish anything he wrote, particularly the inspired parts of Scripture. But I think Paul learned some things about being like Jesus. So come with me. Let me show you what I mean. And then I'll take you to the second character and show you where I think that intersects with our lives. Paul met Jesus. Shaul met Jesus. Saul, we say. Shaul met Jesus there, somewhere. Then he went out to do mission work there and other places as well, but mainly there. Now, at the risk of boring you, I need to show you real quick his missionary tours. Now, I know you've studied this in Sunday school. Those of you who went to Christian school studied it there. Christian college studied it there. You probably studied it. I don't know where. I studied it like 15 times. It never made a bit of difference to me until I went there. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, that's important. But let me show you something that I do think is helpful. Here's his second tour, not his first. I'll come to his first second, okay? Here's his second tour. He left from Israel and went across Asia and then headed north to Philippi, Thessalonica, and Athens, ending in Corinth. Now, all the way, he's starting churches. He couldn't have stayed in any of them more than a few weeks at most, based on the number of years that he was doing ministry. And then he came to Corinth, and all of a sudden, Paul's apparent strategy changes. And instead of wandering all over, preaching and teaching and starting new groups of followers of Jesus, Paul stays in Corinth for more than 2 years. And all of a sudden, there's a couple that are with him. Aquila and Priscilla, and they are there in Corinth as helpers of Paul. Now, that's a change if you read your Bible. It's a change from a few weeks to 2 long years. Then Paul said, you know what, Shaul, Paul said, I got to head up to Jerusalem because it's time for the feast. So he sailed to Ephesus. He was there just a few days, and he met some people who were interested. Now, this isn't going to mean anything to you, but someday go there or come with us and do it the way we do it or go with somebody else and do it the way we do it. Paul is at that point about 500 miles one way from Jerusalem. And these people who are curious say to Paul, come back and teach us. You're leaving now, but we want to know more. So Paul says, okay, I'll be back. Now, you didn't laugh. That's okay. Because it probably wasn't funny. You know, that he just, on the spur of the moment, said, I'd be glad to walk 1,000 miles if you want to hear more about Jesus. You know how you feel when somebody says, tell me more about Jesus? You know how easy it is to find